we're really excited. We have expanded our lineup this year. We have multiple collaborations within the area, as well as with the guest artists that we're bringing in. We'll have local artists, the Singing Men of Arkansas, are doing their Sing America program, which is basically an American history. It's multimedia as well, about all of the different types of music that has happened across since America's beginning. Moving into November, I'm really excited that the Faulkner Performing Arts Center has partnered with the Middle Eastern Studies Department on campus. We are bringing in Farah Siraj. She is a Jordanian singer, and we'll be bringing in her whole band from New York, so we'll get to actually see some authentic Middle Eastern instruments. She has two pieces that the University of Arkansas Children's Choir has agreed to sing with her on. One will be in English and one will be in Arabic. Dylan the Hill is going to be with us in January. So we're going to have some traditional music that was based in the Ozarks. And if you know Donna and Kelly from Still on the Hill, they're very engrossed in Arkansas history, very specific instruments that were made in the Ozarks, that kind of thing. This one's going to be interactive, though. So if you don't know that there was a square dance based in the Ozarks, you're going to get to see it, and then maybe you'll get to come up and participate if you feel like it. We are having the Steel Drivers. They are probably one of the most entertaining bands I've seen in that genre. They're amazing. You know, they have their own twist on bluegrass, so it's a little bit more modern, but they're very true to their roots, and they're a hot commodity around here, so we're super excited to have them on campus. Then we're going to close out the season in May with Randy Nugent's Hard Traveling with Woody. It is a multimedia, one-man performance art type show, so it's a little bit more theatrical. It's just Randy being Woody Guthrie, and it shows Woody going from Oklahoma through the boxcars all the way to the West Coast with all the laborers.
Now, when you're looking at programming, what are the kind of things that you're looking at? I know you really want to focus on diversity and education and outreach. So I'm wondering how that all plays into your programming and finding who will perform.
We want to expose people to some new sounds. Obviously, the folk and bluegrass is not new, but maybe that we haven't experienced this square dancing in a concert venue type setting. Maybe just understanding kind of like the Arkansas history out of it. What are our roots back of that? Then we also, especially with Farah and the Middle Eastern Studies Partnership, want to expand and bring in more world music. Looking ahead to 18-19, we are definitely going to be having, well, actually, there might be something added on this year that will be more of a Latin influence. So we want to expand that world music culture that I think, as the population here is becoming more diverse and changing, that's something that we really just need to open up to and see what all of that music is about.